Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It does feel like every Football Friday is going to be more F off than football, if that makes sense.
It did feel like this past week we just kind of laid the season to rest, did we not?
Yeah. The only thing missing was some sort of actual funeral dirge.
I mean, we had a press conference. We talked to Andrew Berry. That felt like an end of season press conference in many ways. And that's just, What kind of funeral did you want to have?
A funeral dirge. That's what it's called.
What does that mean?
That's like a whole procession.
You want bagpipes? What did you want?
Bagpipes are hit or miss. It depends on the piper. I've said for a while now. you got to get a hearse. There's got to be some facsimile of the Cleveland Browns, this team, the 2024 Browns, not the organization.
Sure.
There's got to be like a jazz, brassy New Orleans flavor to it.
I like that.
A lot of despondent people dressed all in black, like that whole thing.
I used to always think that I wanted a really long, like, car line, you know, and then processional. I wanted a really long one just so the people that were stopped at the red light would be like, wow, that guy knew something. So as far as to say, like, I would tell people, preemptively, if I died tomorrow, you need to make sure it's one person to each car. I want a very long wait for people sitting there at the red light. Now, as I've gotten older, I don't want to keep people up. If anything, jam in as many people as you can. Make it a clown car. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, I'll have to think more about this. I've always thought, I think living wakes are interesting, but I think you at least have to be on the way out to some regard. You can't just be like 39 and bored and be like, let's get together and talk about how much you guys love me and I'll drink with you.
Yeah. You ever seen the Nicolas Cage movie, The Weatherman?
I have. It's been a minute, but
where they do the living funeral?
Yeah.
Ever since then, I was like, yeah, living funeral doesn't sound too bad. Why not?
I just feel like, I feel like if I went to my own funeral in reality, if I'm in the ether, I'm going to be super disappointed because it's going to be a lot of lies.
Well, also, nobody's going to really do it like the real thing.
Yeah.
Because it's you're faking it is all you're doing.
Yeah, well, but I mean, if in my real funeral, like, people are going to lie. I mean, he's such a great guy, and he did all this stuff. It's like, some of you hated me. Like,
there's definitely going to be people that make jokes the moment you die.
Yeah, well, no. And I like those people. Those people are my people because those are the kind of jokes that I make.
I like those people, too.
Yeah, they're part of the crowd here for us. But no, I mean, mostly, it's going to be the people that go to my funeral out of a sense of you have to because of some sort of, we're in a very fake business. And the whole time, they're just going to, maybe that's what I'll actually enjoy about it is I know they won't enjoy it because they secretly don't.
I feel
really
like
care.
You'd have some sort of trick or something set up like you because, you do jokes. You like comedy and everything attached to it. I know it's a fun way of saying it. You do jokes. But like, I feel like you'd be the type of person that would pay somebody to show up. That's like a 25-year-old female and like in a black dress and then just like gets out of the car, cries immensely and makes sure that everyone sees her and then just like gets right back in the car. And everyone's like, who was that person?
Yeah.
Who was that in that black dress?
See, but the joke on
just
that
lost
case.
Lost it. And everyone does like that becomes the big conversation.
The
then.
Joke in that case would be on my wife, and then she would quickly remarry and find a better man. We don't want that.
She's going to do that anyway.
Well,
Nick.
No. I want a 10-year mourning period.
You got a mourning period?
Yeah, I want a mourning period.
And I tell my wife, get over me very, very quickly. She always tells me she won't. I say, it'll come easy. I promise you.
I would like, though, that, you know, I want her to marry down after me.
Well, that is nice.
Yeah.
Marrying down would be nice, but I mean, good luck with that, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, in fairness, she married down to me. Yeah. There's only so many levels beneath me there that even at 6 feet down, it's gonna be a challenge. But I have faith in her that she can pull it off. So, I mean, biggest game in Cavs history. Cavs Warriors tonight. If they
it's
win
a real
this,
where were you when moment tonight,
if,
Nick.
If they win this, are they going to the NBA Finals? 216-474-0092.
A game that 3 weeks from now, people, if it goes the wrong way for the Cavs, that people won't even remember.
Yeah. So the game does have some importance because this is the best team you've faced to this point.
If they win, we will all act like it was the big bad Warriors. And yeah, this is a proving ground game. And this is a big test that we have and all these other type of things. And if we lose, then it's like, all right, we're 9-1. We're still off to a great start. And how about that Boston team that's coming in town 2 weeks from now?
If this is a benchmark game, can we just call it that? Like,
okay.
Like this is a game where, and by the way, if you win, it doesn't mean you're going to the NBA Finals. If you lose, it doesn't mean you're going to get bounced down the first round. But, like, this is, like, I don't know that I expect the Cavs to win this game because they've kind of had everything going for them.
No expectations.
And every team at some point gets bopped in the head in the NBA.
You're giving them a Wilson wave.
I'm not wavering. I might be wavering. I will say, I can't give them a Peterlin pass. Because I'm going to be happy if they win tonight.
Part of setting up a Peterlin pass, a perfect Peterlin pass, is the idea that you are already going into a game, and if they lose, you don't get to you're not feeling any sort of sadness about it. You're like, it just happens.
Then Peterlin pass for the Cavs tonight.
Okay,
I'm just here to enjoy this game.
Thank you. Then, all right, yeah. Yes, then we've given them the Peterlin pass. That is just, it's put out there into the ether. I'm not buying into what this Warriors team is. I like that we're playing a team of substance, at least it feels like, but I'm not buying into what they're doing. Like, Buddy Hield has just replaced Klay Thompson, and that's just, everyone's just accepting that as the truth? Buddy Hield?
Is this going to be a game that 2 weeks from now we look back? Because you mentioned if we lose, you're going to look ahead to the Celtics game. Is this going to be a game that in like 2 weeks from now you're like, wait, the Warriors are 7-6?
I think so.
Is that what?
I think, well, so Steve Kerr's doing something really interesting. There's two things he's doing, but one that really stood out to me was the idea that he's just playing 12 guys. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to see 12 guys. He took what he did in Team USA. He took that rotation where you got to balance out like a million different athletes and a million different players and give everyone time and give everyone opportunity. And he's turned it into a team that is top five offensively and top five defensively in the NBA right now because they have fresh legs and they go 12 deep and they're able to do so. It's just a bonkers philosophy. It's kind of like, you know how the Tigers decided to take the bullpen part of the game of baseball and take it to the extreme.
Yeah, rip off the Guardians, yeah.
Yeah, well, who were ripping off the Rays, yeah. But they took it to the extreme. That's kind of what Steve Kerr is doing in many sense of the way, where he's like, he's just creating his own way of doing basketball. He like, just took what he did in Team USA and is now taking it to the extreme in a regular season form that we just don't see teams do.
I actually think he's ripping off the Grizzlies. And by the way, we're also ripping off the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, for the previous couple years, and again, they've been that great, but have been like 10 or 11 deep in terms of the amount of guys they play 10 minutes or more per night. And I think, and so that's it. The reason why I'm saying that is the Cavs and Warriors, there is some crossover in how they're doing what they're doing to start the season, which makes this, it's not a one for one of a Spider-Man versus Spider-Man. But to some degree, there's a Spider-Man versus Spider-Man kind of thing.
Well,
going
look
on
at it, though. You see, that's why both teams are both top five in offense and defense. Like, I do think there is something to this, Nick. I do. I just don't know if it's enough for me to say the Warriors 3 months from now are going to be awesome.
Yeah. I can I just put an I don't know on that?
Or fine.
Is that not okay in sports talk?
No, we don't have to have hard Golden State Warriors thoughts and opinions. And like, I emphatically believe they're here to stay. Not with the Warriors. With the Cavs, I might make you do it, but not with the Warriors.
I feel like now that we've gotten into it, I feel like we just completely deflated the air for people who want this to be a big game.
Well, sell it to us then if you want to.
But I don't have the heart to because I'd be lying. You and I are, we are many things. And not all of them are good. You and I are not
true.
Lie about sports things kind of guys. It's
right.
Just like we kind of are both call it like we see it guys. And unfortunately on this one, we kind of call it like we see it.
Yeah, but this is a product of the NBA, I think, more than anything. The NBA has told us for how long that the regular season is different than the postseason and the regular season doesn't matter as much. And we try. There's been different benchmarks across the NBA. We're like, oh, it's Christmas Day. We'll get up for the Cavs Warriors a few years ago as if it was the greatest thing we've ever seen. And I just think it's so hard. I love overreacting to one game, and baseball in particular. It's a 162 game season. You guys have heard me at night before lose my mind over one game and one outcome. But leading up to that game is incredibly hard to lose my mind over.
All right, because you and I are in the middle ground on this game. That was harder to say than I thought it would be. So it's a fun matchup. Both stylistically, yeah. And there's the history of the Cavs-Warriors matchup.
I mean, I'll be glued to my TV. I imagine you will be as well.
Yes, but here's, I think, the way to put it. I do think this has some longer statute of limitations. Then say tomorrow.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow night's Nets game. And I think what I mean by that is I could see Cavs fans still smarting or gloating about this game on Monday when we come back if you get this win, even if you lose the Nets game.
For sure. I would imagine that's because, do you go all out for this game and then punt on the Nets game? Or do you try to do what they did last weekend where if they got up to a big enough start, it kind of felt like they kind of put the limits of, like, Donovan Mitchell, for instance. They kind of put him on ice and was like, 22 is where you're at tonight.
That is what I want them to do in almost every back-to-back, which is that you are, hey, we got a 25-point lead. I don't expect to have that because Steph can change a quarter or change a three-minute stretch. Well, and the game.
Dangerous thing about a three-point team like that is that they can go down 20 and then they can erase the 20-point deficit.
But I like that idea of, hey, this is a really big lead. We're going to let our bench – we're going to basically give our bench guys a chance to pump this thing up and see if they can keep the lead. I think that's really, really smart. I don't like the punting on another game philosophy. And I think JB, and I'm not trying to turn this into bleep JB, is a good NBA coach.
It's kind of fun when you do, though.
Yeah, and there's a big part of me that's bleep JB. But, like, I hate punting on games. I hate it.
Yeah, but it's the setup of a back-to-back in the NBA a lot of the times. It's not what they did last weekend, obviously, but it's what a lot of teams end up doing.
But I think this should be the thing of, hey, you've got a really good situation going on here. Let's try and cheat on the margins in this game because that would give us the chance to then go all out in tomorrow's
game.
You
love this record. You love this undefeated record.
Oh, I need it.
Would you say the same thing if they were like a two-loss team right now?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, no, it's because I do want to win this game.
No, I obviously. Yeah. But I the idea that you would then, you know, go into the Nets game and try to almost hedge your bet of sorts where you're like, I want both. I'm going to get greedy and take both.
Well, no, I think if and this is not just specific to this game or tomorrow night's game, like, I just never understood. I understand that some teams just don't really value a specific game, but you can't have your cake and eat it too if your team plays really well in that first game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the betting world, if it teaches you anything, it's the idea that, like, you can't bet on teams on back-to-backs. Like, you just can't. But the Cavs, they kind of broke that mold last weekend.
216-474-0092. Do you consider this a benchmark game for the Cavaliers? We'll just ask you, are you going all in on this game? We got Jason Pinkston at 320 today, former Browns offensive lineman. We're going to go ahead and get his thoughts on where the Browns are, what the final eight games are about. We'll see if he wants to maybe punt on next season as well. Bill Ryder, host of Ryder Than You, NBA Insider, joins us at 5:40. We'll get his thoughts on this Cavs-Warriors matchup and just a Cavs fast start in general. We also we have no name for the segment. I'm going to call it JP's Inside Information. We're going to see if we can get on the same wavelength with a huge slate of games this weekend in the NFL and in college football. But as we get started, how much stock are you putting into this game? And it is what it always was, 9-0 and all. That's more to come on 92.3 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.